For more than 100 years, community members across Wisconsin have dedicated themselves to local women's clubs.
In 1896, the state joined the General Federation of Women's Clubs. The community service organization brings women together for volunteer work in their communities.
In southeastern Wisconsin, one local club is celebrating its 120th anniversary. That is the GFWC Women's Club of Pewaukee. From crime prevention to homeless support to dementia awareness, its 101 members strive to enrich the community.
Abby Lorenz is a member of the GFWC Women's Club of Pewaukee. Abby, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
My pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, now, 120 years for the Women's Club there in Pewaukee. For people who aren't familiar with these organizations, can you give us the basics of the kind of mission, the kind of work you do?
Absolutely. There are women's clubs not only in Wisconsin, not only in the United States, but around the world. We are under the international umbrella of the General Federation of Women's Clubs, and we all have the same mission, which is enhancing our community through volunteer service.
How did you first get involved in the club there in Pewaukee?
Well, I have an interesting story to share with you about that. In 2010, I was invited to be a guest speaker at the Women's Club of Pewaukee monthly meeting. And I went as a representative of the Pewaukee Area Arts Council. We did a fun haiku poem and we had a great time. And then when I finished speaking, the president of the club stood up and said, "Well, now we are going to decide whether or not we're going to dissolve the club." Eyes opened real wide and I said, "Wait," I put my hands up. "You can't dissolve this wonderful organization because I'm joining and I'm going to invite all of my friends." And our club practically doubled in the first year.
A lot of civic organizations and volunteer groups and things like that are dealing with situations just like the one you said. Since that time, since you joined, have you had success in spreading the word and making sure that the local club isn't on the verge of dissolving?
Absolutely. I am so pleased to say that today we have over 100 members, and that didn't come easily. It happened by inviting friends, and just like the commercial where you tell a friend and that friend tells a friend, it really is word of mouth for joining the Women's Club, and everybody is welcome to join. We invite all ages. Many of the Women's Clubs are aging, and so we are looking for younger members and join our mission of enhancing our communities through volunteer service.
Now, I work here at Wisconsin Public Radio. It's an organization with a history of a little over 100 years. I really feel that, like I'm part of something that goes back into time. Well, now you've got me beat. You've got 120 years you're celebrating this year. What does that mean to you to be part of, you know, this line of people who have stewarded this organization through the decades?
It's an amazing feeling knowing that women 120 years ago didn't even have the right to vote. And today I was up in front of the club encouraging our members to vote. So we are very blessed to have the opportunity to share so many different opportunities for women to share their gifts, their talents. We have what are called community service programs that are internationally known. They're called arts and culture, civic engagement and outreach, education and libraries, environment, and health and wellness. So one of the things that you may not know about the General Federation of Women's Clubs is that most of the local libraries throughout the state of Wisconsin and even throughout the United States were formed by women in women's clubs. So it's very exciting to know that we have a very rich history, and I'm so proud to be a part of this great organization of women.
What kind of things are you doing this year, or have you done this year, to mark the 120-year milestone?
I'm so happy to announce that we just finished last month a beautiful celebration where we held the Razzle Dazzle 120th Anniversary Gala, where we had over 150 guests, men and women. It was a black tie event, and we were so blessed to be able to accept some proclamations, both at the local level, the county level, and even at the state level. We received a beautiful letter from Governor Evers.
We're talking to Abby Lorenz about the Wisconsin General Federation of Women's Clubs and the 120th anniversary of the local club in Pewaukee. Abby, I want to dig into some of the specific work you've been doing there. One of the big signature projects you've been working on for some years now is dementia-friendly Pewaukee. Can you tell us a little bit about the goals and what people in the community are seeing from that?
Yes, of course. Dementia-Friendly Pewaukee is a fairly new community outreach of the Women's Club of Pewaukee and through the county, through the ADRC, which is the Aging Development Resource Center in Waukesha County. We started back in 2010 with a community-wide gathering of our leaders, really. And so we called it a coalition. We talked about and brainstormed all different ways that we can inform and educate the community about dementia, because many of our baby boomers' parents are aging, and we are experiencing very high numbers of dementia. So we felt it was very important to establish an educational program that would not only help the caregivers, but also be kind to those with dementia. So we started education through training local businesses in Pewaukee, as well as just the general public, like the whole Women's Club of Pewaukee at one time received the training for what to do if you have somebody in your life or even in the local grocery store or the bank, what you can do to help somebody with dementia. So basically, this became and quickly grew into Pewaukee's signature project. We started again with educational awareness, and it has quickly grown to hosting two educational workshops annually, as well as having monthly caregivers' coffees. Now, this is a peer-to-peer group, which enables the caregiver to talk one-on-one with others in the same situation. So they share their experiences, their stories, and they may get some tips of how to deal with their loved one with dementia. We then also meet with the loved ones with dementia, and we do art projects with them. We have partnered with the Pewaukee Area Arts Council, and I am also a professional pianist and vocalist, so I do a fun sing-along with the people with dementia.
Abby, you've had some success recruiting members to your local women's club. You're in competition with a lot of other things that people do with their time, raising kids, their jobs. Make the case to people listening to say, hey, this isn't more work. This is actually something you are going to take something away from and benefit from getting involved like this.
In the state of Wisconsin, the General Federation of Women's Clubs have 43 active clubs within five districts throughout the state. So our total membership, just to give you a little idea of numbers, we have 1,457 women that are actively engaged and participating in their local community through the Women's Club. We do have a General Federation of Women's Club signature project, which is domestic violence awareness and prevention. And the Wisconsin clubs supported this international project primarily through educational programs and donations. I want to also share with you some interesting statistics about the 43 clubs. We completed over 1,500 projects with a total of nearly 98,000 volunteer hours in 2023. To join the club, it's very, very easy. If you know of the name of the club in your own community, simply give them a call and talk to their membership director, and you'll hear all about how to join your local club.
I want to ask more about what drives you, Abby. I'm really lucky in my job. I get to talk to people around the state. What is the magic secret, Abby, that drives you to say, hey, I'm going to do something that makes a positive difference in my community through, in this case, the Women's Club?
Well, Rob, I'm just grinning from ear to ear because I can honestly say that giving back to others is what brings me joy. By giving of your time, of your talents, this is what kind of fills my cup, so to speak. And when I feel good, it's usually from doing some random act of kindness, doing good things in the community, helping to raise funds for local nonprofit arts organizations. That's what I'm all about. I love the arts. My husband, Kent, and I are big supporters of the Wisconsin Philharmonic and other arts organizations. And so you can see just from my voice how much I really enjoy giving back because it just brings me such happiness.
Abby, we'll leave it there. Thanks so much for sharing your work with us today.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Abby Lorenz is a member of the Pewaukee Women's Club, which is part of Wisconsin's General Federation of Women's Clubs. They're celebrating their 120th anniversary this year.